For many weeks, one of the big stories has been the winter wheat situation, and we continue to follow that both in terms of rapid development and drought impacts. 71% of the U.S. winter wheat headed by May 17th, far ahead of the five-year average of 58% and last year's 62%. That crop being pushed along not only by the very warm weather this spring, but also by drought-related impacts as it's being rushed to maturity. And in some cases, that is, of course, at the expense of yield potential. Every single state except one is reporting it's heading progress ahead of its five-year average. The one holdout on that is Michigan, where we have not seen heading started yet. Michigan still recovering from a wet spell and a cool spell. The five-year average heading progress for Michigan is 5%. On the flip side, we continue to see this incredible progress many weeks ahead of the typical pace as we see that heading pushing northward. Colorado coming in this week, 68% headed, five-year average is only 16%. Nebraska, half of the crop headed out, 15% is the five-year average.